Hello and welcome back to the Backstage Podcast. My name is Oscar and I'm joined, as ever, for the first time in like what might be nearly 4 weeks. But you listeners at home, pretend like that's not a thing. We obviously, these come out live. We are always live in your ears. But yes. Anya, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I wish I could say it's great to be back, but it's not. It's good to be back recording, obviously, but it's not great to be back in England. But it's good to be back with all of you lot, obviously.
Oh, all, what, yeah. Two of you? It's so good for you to listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, as always.
Yeah. Well, actually, what's funny is we were saying just before this podcast, our listeners, from what I know of, have now turned into people that I don't actually know very well.
Yeah.
Which is, it could be good because I can get away with stories. But there is one person that listens in particular that I feel like now that I... what's the right way of saying this? Trying to impress, and she still listens. So I can't like, well, I can because she knows what I'm like. But
yeah,
I feel like some stories might get me put in, the doghouse.
Yeah, in the doghouse. Yeah.
Yeah, your microphone is so bad.
Oh shit! Is it gone again?
Yeah, it's gone. It sounds like you're like so far away. Okay, right. Sorry, slight tech difficulties there, listeners. We are very much out of practice by
guys,
the scenes
I'm
of it.
So jet lagged.
So if Anya suddenly sounds different, it's because she does sound different. Anya, you've spent what, 2 and a bit weeks on holiday?
Yeah, 2 weeks in Florida and Mexico. And it was just the best holiday ever, and I'm very sad to be back. I almost cried on the plane home. That's how good the holiday was. I'm really, really sad. But I think it was quite good actually, because we both realized what kind of holiday we like to do. So we like the kind of chilling by the pool for a little bit, but we also love like just getting up, going around, which I would never have said was my kind of holiday. I really thought I was an all-inclusive two-week girl, but
booze fest.
Yeah, like I thought I was like, just leave me by the pool for 2 weeks, that will do, like I'm happy with that. But it turns out the 5 days that we were doing that by the pool, we were a bit itchy. We were kind of like, hey, this is nice, but like, what now?
Yeah, I'm getting better at sort of sitting around like sunbathing and not doing much and kind of having drinks, but I can't do that all the time. Like I really struggle with beach, like proper beach holidays.
Yeah, neither of us love sitting in the sun. Like we both sit in shade. So that's kind of like a big point of it taken out. And then, like, I finished all my books and I was just sort of sitting there like, what do we do? And we were like, obviously, we were chatting to each other in the pool and like doing that kind of stuff and having drinks, but it just gets a bit repetitive. And then you end up in a routine on holiday, which I don't like being in a routine on holiday.
Like,
you
I
get
like
up
things...
and go to the, you know, breakfast, whatever. So,
yeah. I like things sort of just being very relaxed and sort of doing whatever, but also having a slight plan. I like to plan things out.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But then also, like, I'm always very open to doing whatever. We're honest on this podcast. The person I'm seeing at the moment is so indecisive.
Oh, it's really? Actually,
it's so painful.
Oh, no.
like, in a good way, because she's very easygoing and is down for whatever. But, like... Yeah. I have to narrow the options of things down to like one or two things for her to be able to pick, which is absolutely hilarious. we were trying to pick like dinner options the other day, and that was a whole like 30-minute process.
You know what it usually is as well.
She's gonna hate me as well. She's gonna hate me.
I don't know if this is like a girl thing or if she's the same, but like sometimes I know where I want to go for dinner, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to be like, I don't know. I don't want to tell him what to do or like. Have too much, do you know what I mean? I kind of just want to seem like I'm, oh, I don't mind, whatever. And then he'll be like, oh, yeah. So we're like, no. And then he'll get to the one that I want. And I'm like, yeah. I think it's because I want him to come to that conclusion. So I'm not disappointed when I suggest it and he says no.
I think she's just very polite as well. Like,
that's what I mean. It's just polite. Yeah.
Whereas for me, obviously, at the moment, I'm being, not that I would ever change who I am, but like, I'm also trying to be polite, but I am. It works quite well because when she says like pick something, I'm like, great, I can actually do like what I want.
Yeah.
I'll pick it. It's no bother to me.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting mix, but that's quite funny. So what did you get up to? What took place?
So glad you asked, because where to even begin? So we flew to Orlando and drove down to West Palm Beach. saw and met all my family. Obviously, he met them all for the first time, so that was really nice. And we were with my family for that bit, my godparents, my brother. And then my brother left and my godparents left. And we went to Miami for the day. And I used my Soho House membership over there and got into the Soho Beach House. Which was really great because I like treated my parents to lunch and it was just a lovely, lovely day. And I think my dad wasn't actually feeling great because he had an ear infection, but I was just like, I think he just appreciated like the luxury of it all and just like nice. And so that was good. And then my parents went home and then we flew off to Mexico and we had a look around for some wedding venues, which was very interesting because the hotel that we stayed at was really nice. I've stayed there before. But they literally have weddings on like a carousel. So like there was two weddings in one day, like one pretty much like straight after the other. So like not in the same location, like across the pool from each other, but like still at the same time. So we decided that Cancun is definitely a no-no for our wedding.
Yeah. Interesting. Because you were like super excited about Cancun.
I know. And I think it's just changed so much since I like,
Is that just Mexico in general you don't want to do now?
No, I think it's more just like that specific area is so touristy. Like and it's very like, spring break and and it's fun. When we first got there, it was fun. But to be fair, we ended up going over Labor Day weekend, which I didn't even like think about. So there were so many people there on like holidays, like friend holidays. And then there were so many kids. And we've said, like, next time we do an all-inclusive, definitely adults only, because I really don't like other people's kids unless I'm somewhat related to them or have some sort of...
See, this is what I'm finding out recently is I'm worried that... Oh, no, I've got to be careful the way that I put this. But I do love kids. Like, I just think they're super cute, but I think I love them that they're not mine because...
Oh, I'm the opposite.
Because like if they're ever just badly behaved or something, they do something wrong, the parent will always come over and grab them and like sort them out, or if they're crying or whatever. Whereas, so then that's made me question, like, actually, if I was to have my own kid, would I hate this? Because I always see how like annoyed
parents
get. No, because
you have that unconditional love for this thing and it'll be half you and it'll probably look like you and you'll be like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like whatever. Other people's kids, I can't understand. Like obviously there are some kids that I think are cute and like, I'll interact with a child. I'm not a monster. But like if your child, I'll give you an example, right? On the plane on the way home, obviously it's an overnight flight. I do not care. If your baby is crying, that's so fine. That is a baby. It can't help it. If your toddler is like playing or like winding up their brother / sister and they're like screeching and like having a good time at like 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever, no.
Cut that out. What'd you throw them out the window?
No, just put their headphones on and put a film on for them. Like, why are you disturbing everyone's sleep? Like, I just think that that's so... I'm sorry, do you not agree? Like, if it's a baby, that's fine. If it's, like, a five-year-old, like, give it something to do instead of, like, screaming on the plane at night when everyone's supposed to be trying to get to sleep.
Did you experience this by any chance recently?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This child, we got off the plane. This happened twice, actually. On our flight to Mexico, there's two kids behind us. And they were being so annoying. They were pulling her tray up and down. So it was like, I would go like this for ages. And then they were like kicking each other and they're like really one shot. The mum was doing literally nothing. The dad had to keep like stepping in, but the mum was sitting next to him. The dad was like over the other row. And it was really weird. So when we got off the plane, we were expecting them to be like maybe like two, maybe quite like proper young. And they were literally like 7 and 8. And I was like, come on.
Hey.
Come on.
I had someone nearly die on one of my flights before. That was pretty fun. Like,
that's
quite dark. No, it was kind of like, it's just something quite exciting to see. She had some sort of like cardiac arrest or something. It was when I was flying to America, actually.
In the air?
Yeah, in the air. And she had to chill there on the floor for like an hour while we landed. Because it was like the closest airport was where we were going to.
So you didn't have to like make a stop off.
That's no, crazy. And I think they like stabilized her or something, but it was funny because like everyone's heads were like sticking down the aisle, like looking at what's going on. So that was like, that's the only time I've been to America is when I went skiing there and nearly had a woman die on our flight. So that's quite fun.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I've experienced anything crazy on flights. I go quite loopy at airports. I think I mentioned,
time you just get a bit restless.
I find that like sort of, it's like how I'm going to explain it to listeners is it's like the period between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. That's how I get. It's like very sort of what is this time?
What is this like? That's how I feel at the minute. Past couple of days, where I'm a little bit jet lagged, that is exactly how I feel. I honestly don't feel like I'm here. Like I'm like floating above. Like what's happening? Mm. What day is it? What time is it? I don't know.
You're just so it, you got to stop taking all of those space cookies.
I know. It's just so crazy. I mean, that kind of stuff is not actually legal in Florida, but
is it not? I presumed out of all places, so Florida would have been.
So did I, but it's not unless you have like a medical medicinal thing. But it is in California. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not in Florida. Found that out the hard way. Jokes. I did not.
I'd forgot that you were in Florida. I want to quickly read out some of the best. You know, have you heard of this Florida man trend?
Oh, I've heard of the.
Like, if you type in anything and then put Florida man, there's always a story about it. So, like, some of the top ones here are Florida man threw live gator in Wendy's drive-through window.
You know what? I've got a funny story to tell you. Because my dad had the biggest row with Wendy's on the first night, and that's just made me think, Dad. But it wasn't obviously him, but that's just made me really laugh for the thought of my dad. He was really angry. He went full Karen. Like, can you get me a manager? Yeah.
Oh no.
Justifiably, but still,
that's fair. That's fair. I don't know if your dad has experienced anything like this, but Florida inmate insists syringes pulled from rectum aren't his. I don't know.
I'll
I don't
have
know
to catch
how
up
you
with him tomorrow, but I can't imagine that one's him. But I do have a lot of family in Florida. Maybe they've all got dark past that I don't know about.
Well, I've got a story related to rectums. That's the path we're going down on this episode. I was in school at one point in my life, and it must have been in year 11 when it happened. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in year eight. In my form room, he was having like an English lesson, but it's where my form room was. And his mate sat next to him and put a pencil on his chair for him to sit on. And it actually went through his trousers, his bum. And he had to like be rushed to hospital because he had like internal bleeding.
Stop. How did you get that unlucky?
Like, I've done that loads to mates. Whenever they sit down, the classic, like, oh, maybe this isn't a classic. Maybe it's just something that me and my friends. Like, you put your hand on their seat and then
I've not done the pencil.
Oh, I think we've definitely done the pencil, but like people realize and like it pokes them and they stand up and whatever. But I think this guy just went like full force, like sat on the seat. Oh, couldn't think of anything worse.
You know what I'm thinking of? You know when sometimes you go somewhere, like a restaurant or something, and you sit down on a chair and it's so much harder than it looks?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that, but like so much worse.
It's so much worse.
Like
so
it's
much
so
worse.
The same, but it's so different at the same time. You know what I love? I love my friend is a doctor, and when she was doing her like rotation, I think her and her partner were on A&E at the same time. And her partner had a story like, oh my God, I saved this guy from a car crash and a collapsed lung and did it like proper hero. Mm. And then she was like, yeah, someone came in with remote control stuff up their ass. So that was my day. And I was like, yeah, like same, but different jobs.
I read this story. I can't remember where it was or heard it, where this guy was like slipped in the bathroom. Well, he went into hospital.
This is what they say. This is what they say. She said that. He said the same thing. Like, oh, I slipped in the front room and the remote control fell up my bum.
And I've seen another one where like the guy's gone in. He's got the end of a plunger up his bum, and he's gone. I was plunging the toilet. I got water everywhere. Slipped and it went up my ass.
Like, it's
and it's just
so
like
obvious.
It's just like they know you're lying. Just be honest. Just be completely truthful, because it's almost more embarrassing that you're covering up the story. Yeah. Like, were you plunging naked? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that poor kid probably have the exact same thing going to say, and he's like, oh my God, my friend put a pencil. Sit on it in the exact worst position. They're probably sitting there like,
mate. That's fair enough. Did you experience anything in the US that like sort of stood out to you that was very different?
So where we stay in Florida is quite a nice, like where my family's from, is quite like a nice, like Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein's, Tiger Woods, quite a lot of famous people have like quite big houses there.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein's dead, so I hope he isn't still there.
R.I.P. Well, he, yeah.
Well, let's
not the
not
best examples to lead on as people that you want to be in the same area of. I do.
Also, I hope he, I hope he isn't resting in peace. I'm going to put that.
Yeah,
out there.
Sorry.
But Anya, look if you
I'm
want,
so tired.
No. Anya, right? This is getting clipped up. Anya stands Jeffrey Epstein, and
I definitely don't. I definitely
okay.
Don't.
Well. That clip says differently, doesn't it?
I have a lot of conspiracies about him, but that we'll save that for another episode.
We'll do conspiracy episodes on a future episode for sure.
Obviously, I call him Uncle Jeffrey because, you know, we're so tough. No, I'm joking. Yeah. But yeah, so it's quite like, it's not, I'm not saying it's posh or anything like that. It's just a little bit more tame. But I think when we went out there, like my fiance had obviously heard about like Florida Man and stuff like that. So I think he definitely has an opinion built up in his head of what Florida was going to be like. And he was very shocked. He was very like, oh, it's not what I thought. And then we got to Orlando, and Orlando is, we only went to go to Universal Studios, but it's quite stereotypical when you get in the parks. There's a lot of very obese people on scooters and eating turkey legs. And it's quite that little bit more like Floridian. And he was like, okay, like fair enough.
In Orlando Resort or just in Orlando in general?
Just like walking around the park. So obviously most people are tourists there anyway. So it can be hard to tell, but I think that was kind of the image that he had. Whereas Florida, like a lot of the people are like really chill and like, they can be quite wild, but I didn't see anything particularly crazy. Touch wood, thank God. But yeah, I think Orlando has that little bit more of like the Floridian like style. I don't know why, but I just feel like it's my favorite place. So I can't.
I'm super jealous that you went to Orlando anyway. Like I'm so desperate to go. Like I want to go back to even Disneyland Paris. Like
yeah, so do I. I've been getting a lot of Disney stuff on my TikTok today, which is weird because I never really like interacted with it before. But Disneyland Paris actually looks a lot better than when I went in 2016, so or 2014.
Yeah, I went. I mean, we told the story on like one of our first episodes. But I went with my grandpa back in like year six. Yeah. So I don't know how many years ago that was. But I've actually been getting a lot of Orlando TikToks.
It's honestly, I'd really recommend and. If anyone is listening and planning a trip there, it seems like November seems very, very cheap time to go. Obviously, the whole holiday was like, it's probably quite expensive. It was cheaper than I thought it was going to be, but it's expensive when you go out there. But your value for money is so much better than here. So like food is more expensive out there, but you get so much more for your money. Like I know everyone jokes about the portions, but like you're paying for like, and you get to take it all home, like it's good. Yeah. And also we stayed in a really good resort, which is like a Universal hotel, which means you get free transfer into Universal on a little boat. And it's so cool.
Well,
and
fun.
It was literally, so it's two nights. So you get that free like transfer into the park. And it was only £279. I thought it was quite good.
What, for two nights?
Yeah.
That's really good. What the hell?
I thought that was really good. And it's a Universal hotel. So like the boat thing's free and the boat literally comes like, and the boat doesn't stop until like 2 a.m. because Universal has like a strip called City Walk, which is open till really late. It's like an adult bit.
Oh,
and
cool.
And like have drinks. So I would really recommend. And you get early entry to the park, get an hour earlier entry.
And how busy is it in general? Like, were you, so, what are the queues like?
Honestly, so excuse me for 1 second because I'm going to sound a little bit like fancy, but I'm not fancy at all. Every time I've been, I've always stayed at a hotel where you get a fast pass. So I've never, ever not had a fast pass when I go to Universal. This is the first time. The longest I had to queue was half an hour, and that was for the newest Harry Potter ride, which doesn't have fast track anyway.
Oh, wow. That's not long at all.
I could not believe it, especially the time of year we went. Like, we went just out of school holiday, so a lot of people still take their kids out of school. And the parks felt quite busy. Like, when you're walking around, it was quite busy and it was really hot. But the queues were so good. Like, I'm really, really impressed.
I'm super desperate to go.
Every single ride will have a wait time on it. And I think most of them said about 25 minutes. If it said 25 minutes, it meant that you were just going to walk straight on the ride. There was no queue.
That's amazing.
It was so good. It was just best. Honestly, if you have the time to go, the park ticket is expensive. That's the only thing that's expensive.
Okay, yeah.
It's like £300 for, it's like £100 per day. But if you pay for a certain amount of days, you get 14 days. So you pay like £300 for 14 days. But obviously no one's going to be there.
Really? So it just jumps like.
I swear. So when we were looking at the tickets. That's so weird. I had already told him this, but the ticket was my graduation present. So I'd already told him, I was like, just so you know, like 3 days is the same as 14. So don't get put off when it says 14. Literally, we were sitting there and he's like, oh my God, why is it the same price? I was like, I literally just told you. It's because everything in the parks is really expensive. So they just want to keep you there. for 14 days.
So you'd be spending so much cash anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like it's one of those, it's one of those ones where it's just, it's worth saving up for. Like, it's one of those holidays that's super expensive. Like, obviously, it's easier said than done, but like, this is time while we're young is to go on these stupid holidays. Like, it's a lot harder when you're...
exactly, when you've got kids and like you then have to pay for the kids to go in, and like, obviously you could do it so much cheaper, like you could bring your own bottle of water and like keep filling it up, but plus, like, I just didn't want to carry a backpack, so I just didn't. I spent $4 on water every...
I hate taking backpacks to parks, theme parks. I find it so annoying.
Just keep putting it in the locker, like, I'm such a bum bag. It's really funny because when you're there, they call them fanny packs.
Yeah.
So I got on a ride and he was like, hey, can you move your fanny? And I was like, what? And then he meant my bum bag so he could put the lap bar on me. And I was like, and we were just looking at like, what? And that happened to me when I was younger.
This is a permanently placed thing.
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I thought, oh, he means move my bum. And then I was like, actually, that's still really rude. And I was like, oh my God, he means my bag. Like,
That's but so yeah, funny.
So that was good.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I'm going to try and make you jealous now by saying tomorrow, as in when we're recording, I'm going to Harry Potter, the theatre production. I know.
Oh, so
excited.
Good.
Going with my brother. Time. So the first showing's at like 2 p.m. and the second showing's at like 7 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just have time to grab something really quick in between.
So we're going for a big early lunch at Circolo Popolare, whatever it is.
Italian.
Yeah, that's so going for big early lunch there, and then we'll just get something small and snacky, I guess, in between.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so good. There's a scene, I won't spoil it, but in the second act, there's a scene, and you'll literally be like, how did they do that? Like, how did that happen? Like, it's very magical.
I got this for a birthday present from my brother and his girlfriend. So I don't know, what seats we've got as well. Like, obviously, I'm very grateful that they're taking me, but like...
Yeah.
I kind of hope I can see, because I know there's some seats you can't see certain parts of the show.
I have those seats. Again, really grateful because they're a birthday present, but it's still really good. Like, I just moved a little bit just to see.
But it's
really good. So you'll love it.
Super excited. I kind of hope it's not boiling hot, because obviously at the moment it's like 30 degrees here in the UK for our abroad listeners. We've got weird summer temperatures at the moment in September. Don't understand about that. Now, the reason I bring this up is I had a question sent in.
Oh yeah.
For the podcast. Two things about summer. Is it in this heat, am I weird to feel uncomfortable with kids running around naked? Now, I feel like there could have been more context added to that.
So much more context.
But I'm going to evolve it and imagine what he means.
Yeah.
Or she. And like when you're at the park and there's like a little fountain or whatever and people's kids are just like running around naked. Like, and I want to clarify this as well, mate. I didn't send this in, I promise. But like, obviously they're super cute, and you want to be able to, like, can you watch them without it being weird?
Oh my God, please stop talking. What are you saying right now? What are you trying to say? Why would you want to watch them anyway?
Because I'm saying, like, kids are cute. Do you know what I mean? So like, you're like, look at them having fun. It's like when someone shows you a picture of their child, how long is too weird to look at the picture of the kid?
I know exactly the answer to this question, thanks to Ricky Gervais, right? He did a really good bit about this. He was like, if someone gives you a picture and goes, oh, it's my little girl, and you go, oh, yeah, nice, too quick. They know you don't care, too quick.
Okay.
If you look at them, you go, yeah, so cute, too long, that's weird. Okay. So you want to go, oh, so cute. See that?
Yeah.
See the difference?
She looked away when she said the so cute bit for
our
audio
listeners.
Do you hear
the difference, everyone? Like, they're long, elongating it and then shortening it down.
Okay, interesting.
But what I will say is when I was on holiday, someone was changing their little girl by the pool and like stripped her naked, and she was like 3 or something like that. And it just took me aback, because I was like, oh, like, she's naked. Oh, like, what's going on? But I wouldn't say it made me uncomfortable. I was just like, oh, she's like, okay, strange. And then I just like carried on what I was doing.
And what age does it become weird to be naked around other people in public?
I think like once you start primary school.
Oh God, I was gonna say a bit before. Well, how old are you when you start primary school?
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was gonna say like 4 maybe.
I feel like when you're like with family, that's maybe like
it's older. It's fine. Yeah.
But like when 20. You're out in public.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'd still, if it was my daughter, I'd still want to like cover up a little bit. But that's
well, I mean, I only got comfortable. I only got comfortable like taking my top off on a beach till in like the last couple of years.
Oh, that's really sad.
Well, I was such a skinny little rat, and I never did beach holidays growing up, you see.
I really wish that I was uncomfortable because I was too skinny. That'd be great.
Well, no, listen.
I'm joking. I know it's different for boys.
Well, no, Anya, look, if you are having a go the way that my body is.
Me.
No, but is it like, because I didn't do, like a lot of the holidays I've been on, I've ended up having to wrap up loads of layers. Walking in Scotland is always bloody wet and bloody cold, and skiing is always bloody cold. Yeah. So, like, I've always naturally been quite wrapped up. So, I think the first time I did like a proper beach holiday, I was like, this is a little bit weird to me.
I mean, I was covered head to toe when I was on beach. Like, I've been going on beach holidays since I was like 6 months old because we have family in Florida, and I was always wearing a rash vest, like long sleeve, high neck rash vest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think it's weird that it makes you uncomfortable, because it can make you a bit like, oh, that's a bit strange that there's a naked child there. But I do think it's weird if you watch.
Yeah.
This is really weird. This is a weird topic.
I don't
know what's the right thing to say. Like, I don't know.
I don't want to get cancelled. We're only 12 episodes in. Let's not get cancelled.
I did feel like when this little girl, like, mum stripped her by the pool, I was a bit like, oh, that's taking me aback. It just shocked me rather than anything else. I was like, oh, I shouldn't be looking. Like, oh, that's, that kind of thing, even though it's literally a public pool. I was like, oh, shouldn't be looking. Oh, sorry. Like, invasive.
Yeah.
You know that when you open the dishwasher and it's still going?
No. Well, I don't unpack the dishwasher, you see. So.
Sometimes I open the dishwasher when it's still going and I feel like I've walked in on someone in the shower. I'm like, oh, sorry. And I shut it again.
Sorry, dishwasher, back to work.
Yeah, does no one have... hopefully one of our listeners knows what I mean. But you're like, oh, sorry.
To be fair, this is what I'm really worried about. This is a topical conversation now. Is at our new office, we have shared toilets. So you don't sit in a toilet with someone else, obviously. But there's loads of different individual cubicles. They're like little rooms, but you are sat next to possibly a woman or a man or they. And I really struggle, and I'm going to get, surprise, surprise, crude, not as if we haven't done that already this episode, but I feel like I can't relax properly in the loo if I was need to have more than a wee.
I just think it's just so gross. Like, the other day there was no toilets free, so I had to go into the toilet after a man had been in there.
Yeah.
And it didn't, like, it wasn't great, like, it didn't smell like anything like that, but I just was like, oh, I don't want to, and the toilet seat was warm, and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No,
there's something about
this
it.
Not
that,
it.
Like, I understand, right, that it's great and we're moving forward, but and so everyone can go wherever, but I just don't feel comfortable.
I'm not there yet.
Because I'm not there yet.
I'm not there. I'm not that progressive.
No, that's not it. As in, I feel like I'm not being very gentlemanly if I'm like having a wee and like slashing around, and like I'm always feeling like I've got to clean up so much.
Yeah, I just find it really awkward. Like, when I see when I go in the toilet, I don't really care. But it's when I walk out or walk in and there's a man in there, and I'm like, oh no.
Even I find seeing someone that I know in like our old office, like being in the toilet and someone else being in there, and like you come out and it's like that awkward hello while you wash your hands or whatever.
Oh, no.
I just hate that. Like, let me be in peace. Oh.
No, you know what I hate? I'm so, just for context, I'm the only girl on our team. So like, if we were all going out for lunch, I'd be like, I'm gonna go for a wee, and then I'd go into the toilet. Now I say that and you're all like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go as well. And I'm like, oh, this is so weird. Why are we all weeing next to each other? This is strange.
Oh, what are you saying in the office?
Yeah.
We're just girlies. We're just girlies. We're besties,
it's
you know.
Bestie. We are. To be fair, our team is like team besties. But like, I don't know. I just find it really. I think it's just the notion of going into the same toilet. I just find weird. Still,
but isn't it funny in general that it's? I don't know whether they do this in other cultures, but for British people at least, we express that we are going to like rid our body of. Yeah. Like toxins.
I always do that. I'm like, go for a wee now.
Yeah, like we make it always. It's not like my grandma, when she doesn't say anymore, she's dead. But she was alive, we can say rest in peace to her. She was nothing like Jeffrey Epstein.
She had her own island.
She had her own island, but she was well behaved. Yeah. So shout out to grandma for that one, for not being a paedophile. And what she used to always say, I'm going to spend a penny. because in the olden days you'd have to put a penny. You'd have to put a penny in the machine to go to the loo in the public toilets, which I think is always quite a sweet way of going. I'll go for a wee or whatever.
Yeah, I like that. I don't like going to the toilet. That just sounds very like formal.
Now it's like in the office. I don't know why we still explain it to everyone. Yeah, I'm just going to the loo now. Like I don't really. I don't know.
This is reminding me of a time where I got the ick of someone. I was on a date with this boy and he was at my house and we were watching Gavin and Stacey and he was like, I'm just going to go for a slash. I was like,
I don't like that.
It was so gross. I was like, what? Actually, I think he did Cockney rhyming slang and it was like, it meant slash or something like that. But I was like, going for a wee.
There's like, definitely...
It was just really weird.
Now that I'm like dating someone again, I've got to be careful to... There obviously, I can
not
be myself. No, but like...
Oh, to not be in it.
No, let me get my sentence out. Anya's clearly forgotten the format of communicating with people. I say what I'm going to say and then you react to it rather than you predicting what I'm going to say. Okay. Yeah, cover your mouth. I am sometimes conscious that I use like my boy humour around her. But like, because with certain people... Okay, I'm kind of now looking for a reaction to some sort of comment. You have to be able to... There was a gap. Are you all here? Like, what's going on with you?
I'm so tired. I don't know what's happening to me. And it's so hot. Why is it so hot here?
I don't know why it's so hot. It definitely does send me to delusional.
Gosh, yeah, love it.
But like, with one of my mates, Adam, we always talk to us in like a weird voice. It's almost as if I'm talking to like an animal. And like, we always just... say thing and I'll say a reference and I'm like, yeah, this is the wrong person to say that reference around.
Oh my god, it's so funny you say this. Are you done? Yeah, cool.
I'm finished, yeah.
Because my brother is very much like that. Like he has like we have like a weird voice in our family and like funny quotes and stuff like, as a family. And I always think, does he do this to A, his friends or like B, his girlfriend? He definitely does it to his friends. I still don't know if he does it to his girlfriend. But I always think that and I'm like, how? And my fiance has been around us when we've done this voice. And like made a couple of quotes and he's a bit like, what's going on? And I'm like, just don't worry, just wait for it to finish. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then now he sort of starts joining and he gets it. But it is that kind of like, I think it's quite nice because it lets them into your little world.
That's like, I'm definitely worried that, you know, if things go the right way, like.
I think save the voice for as long as possible because that is territory.
Is it? Because I've already started doing like speaking to animals in a certain voice.
Oh, no. Speaking to animals is so a green flag. That is fine.
Oh, okay. But like I do the... Hello, little doggy. Like that's... is that a nick?
Yeah, that's getting...
Oh, don't call her little doggy. Thank you very much.
No, but just don't use that voice actually on her.
Okay.
But you're getting ick territory there.
Ick territory. Okay, I'll be...
Yeah,
I'll
your
be
animal voice is actually quite icky.
Oh, well, thankfully I don't care what you think. So, and you don't seem to care about me.
I'm trying to think how to speak to my dogs.
I don't know. But I feel like you have to speak to dogs in that sort of way. Like
yeah,
I had a dog in my family where... Yeah, be quiet, Anya.
Sorry. She's so excited.
We had a dog in my family where like if I spoke in a normal voice, she wouldn't react. But then if I do the dog voice, then she reacts like she knows she knew it was for her.
Yeah, like she knew you're actually talking to her.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally joking. The dog voice is not icky at all. I think speaking to animals with a different voice is the biggest green flag ever.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll find out because either we'll come back next week and I will be a very single man again, or I'll let you guys know, I guess. Let you know how it goes. Final question for this episode, I guess, before we start to wrap things up. Summer is nearly over. Is it too early for Christmas?
In what sense? Are we decorating? Are we watching a film? I bought my first Christmas ornament.
Okay, I think buying things is okay. Like,
yeah,
I was out the other day and my mum bought like a Christmas present for like a family member or whatever.
Organised queen.
Mum's super organised, yeah.
We love an organised queen.
We do. We stand mum.
No, I think life's too short not to get excited for things as early as possible.
I only like Christmas in December. Like, I don't want to hear Christmas songs. Don't want to watch Christmas movies. I don't want anyone being happy before December 1st. All right? You get 28 days to be happy and then get back in your little dark box and shut up.
28 days?
Well, then it's New Year's, isn't it?
So 31 days.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, I was doing a calendar month, technically.
Sorry.
Also, I saw a TikTok the other day where, both of us have forgotten how to communicate. that technically we have 13 months of the year. Like, if you take all those extra days past 28, it's like an extra month. So technically it should be 13 months in a year. Like, why is a month 4 weeks, but 4 weeks is 28 days, but a month is actually 30 or 31 days?
I don't know. I've never really got that either, the 4 week thing. Because I'm like, oh, I'll see you in 4 weeks or a month, but you won't see me in a month, so see me in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Should we finish this episode? I feel like we've had our peak.
So that was a shit ending. Wait, let me clarify what I meant about Christmas. Okay, Christmas. Okay. Anything to do with Christmas, fine, don't blame you. I think you can be outwardly excited about Christmas slash start decorating your house since Halloween is over.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's my professional opinion.
At least you're waiting until after Halloween, but there's definitely shops that are getting ready.
My family would wait until the 1st of December to put up anything, but when it's my house, I'll be putting up my decorations on the 1st of November.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ours go up on the 12th of December.
That's too short.
No, they're up for like 2 weeks and then take them down again.
No.
Like, because I'm saving my happiness so that when it is Christmas, I'm elate, if that's the word. I'm like, I'm ecstatic. Like, no, I'm not that I'm not happy. Like, you know, sometimes, well, you know.
No, I'm joking. Normally you are a very jolly person.
But I find it annoying. Like, let me do Halloween first and then I'll get to Christmas and then just let me do spring. And then I'll do Easter, and then I'll do summer. Just stop trying to compact.
What do you do in spring? Like, what do you need to prepare for in spring?
No, I just, you know, like
a little springy step.
Spring clean. All the animals are getting born.
Spring fashion. Let me have my spring fashion moment.
Yeah.
Love it.
Get the legs
out. Yeah, no, it's so true, because when I went to buy holiday clothes in August for my summer holiday, there was no swimsuits left, apart from a couple of odd bits in sales.
That's what's annoying. Is like, where do you find the cheapest things? Like, what time of year is it cheap to get stuff that's almost out of season? But then they change for the next bloody season. You can't do anything.
I know, it's too quick. Like, I was literally, I've not even had my summer holiday yet, and you put away all the summer stuff. Like, how's that even possible? Summer's not even over. Like, schools are still out.
No, they're not. They literally went back this week.
When you went, you have to keep up with the conversation.
Right, I'll learn to keep up with the conversation. You learn to how to have one.
How to have one.
And by next episode, we'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of next episode, we will be having a fantastic comedian on as our guest, Glenn Tickle. So have a look at his stuff while we wait for his episode to come out. But I sent out a little thing on the Instagram the other day to send in your questions. I will do the same again to try and get some more sent in. It should be a fantastic episode. You should get that next Thursday. So keep an eye out for that. We'll keep you guys updated, of course.
Yeah.
Anya, anything to add?
No, I'll save it all for next week. And I will wish you all a beautiful week.
And so I listened back to one of our first episodes and you used to say weekend.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. I wish you all a beautiful I want to wish everyone a beautiful week. It's the weekend.
But
it's
the week, but the week ends in a couple of days.
Okay, well, I wish you a really good week commencing from next week. I don't know.
So they want you to have a horrible...
I wish you a beautiful 7 days.
Okay.
And then speak to you. Another beautiful seven days. And you still won't have a catchphrase. So who's ready?
I won't. But maybe that's my catchphrase, is that I don't have a catchphrase. Maybe that'll be my thing.
So edgy.
I'm just so cool. Right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you check out the Instagram. Little teaser for you, a TikTok is coming for the Backstage podcast, so you can watch us explode on TikTok. That is the dream. I feel like we've done enough episodes now, we can start putting out content that if people come back and listen to episodes, we've got enough for them to think, oh, it's actually a legit podcast rather than just two idiots
really
talking at a screen. So keep an eye out for the TikTok. Hopefully that's coming, gonna say, before the next episode, putting a time pressure on me and Anya there.
Definitely.
So guys, thank you very much. Subscribe, rate the show 5 stars, and we will catch you next Thursday. See you later.
Love you all.